Mark your calendars. There's a big event right around the corner thanks to the Piano Cottage. The Piano Cottage rocks. Let's talk about that and more. Wright McCarger, one instrumental, in the team. Good morning to you, Wright.
Hi. The Piano Cottage rocks, we're in our sixth year, and it started out as sort of a project. It was originally a recording project where the kids got to do more rock. Our studio is more of a classic piano, yes. Piano lessons.
And when we say studio, let's start at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. The Piano Cottage is your baby.
Exactly. Yes. My wife and I run the Piano Cottage, and at one time it actually was a cottage on our property, which is where we got the name. But since then, we've expanded into the Piano Cottage Studios, which includes drums, guitar, bass, vocals, piano, composition. And we have a staff of 16 teachers.
You're based here in Grand Rapids?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Yeah. Where did I just see you? What are you working on another production?
I just finished up Ragtime.
Ragtime at Civic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it was. Right, the gentleman to your left, Tony Mucheri, is very involved. You want to brag on him?
Yeah, Tony's been taking with us since he was
five years old.
Man. He's going to be a senior this year at Forest Hills. Yeah. And he was in on the very first one. And I just think he's a great representative of the whole event because he's been in each of these concerts and has grown as a musician and grown as a leader. And, I mean, he knows as much about the workings of this concert as anybody.
That's great. Well, again, the concert is called Piano Cottage Rocks. It is Wealthy Theater come July 20 and 21st. And Tony, what role are you playing?
Well, I am a headliner on the piano. So I have a song of my own with a backup band, and I'm also part of the drum team. So I drum on a few songs as well. So, you know, it's just fun to be part of, you know, both things there.
Yeah. Is it true you have just shy, as of this note that I'm reading, of 70 student musicians that will be performing on these 2 days?
That's correct.
Yes. Yep.
We have what Tony described as the headliners. This was an audition process, so you need to audition to be in the show. Then we have our chorus, which meets year-round, and that's the cottage, what we call the cottage chorus. So these kids have a weekly choral thing, but then they become backup singers. I mean, it's not choral; it's singing backup for rock and roll.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Now this is next. I'm just looking at 20 and 21st is like Thursday and Friday night,
correct.
Right? How will the evening work, Tony?
Okay. Well, so all of these, you know, past weeks building up have been rehearsal times, and the evening we'll just have doors open at 6:15. 6:45?
Yeah.
Show starts at 7:30, I believe.
Yep.
And it consists of two acts. So it's just basically a variety of rock and roll and pop music and a little jazz, too. And you'll just see a lot of different age groups of students performing who are extremely talented, very creative.
Numbers ranging from the Maple Leaf Rag to Alicia Keys, Billy Joel to Imagine Dragons, and as you mentioned, a few original compositions as well.
Exactly.
Is this somewhat like a, it's an annual event, right? Is it somewhat like the pinnacle of, if I'm a student, this is kind of what I'm working toward?
Well, we like to think of it as being a well-rounded musician.
Yes.
During the course of the year, some of our older students are really working towards this. Yes. You know, it keeps them involved. You know, a lot of places, you get to junior high or high school and the attendance seems to drop off. But if the kids have this long-range goal, it keeps them in lessons. And it gives them a chance to do things that they want to do. All the auditions that we had, the kids pick the program. They pick the songs that they're going to play. And so then we just facilitate.
Yes. Tell me how that process has been for you, Tony.
Well, being involved in all six of the productions has been really amazing for me to improve my stage presence, and it's really been great to, you know, choose my own music, you know, what I'd like to play, and the whole creative process, you know, adding in a band, rehearsing with a band, performing, you know, a pretty large audience setting, has just improved my skills musically and, you know, been an overall great experience. So,
yeah, we treat it very much like a theater, like we might do at Civic Theater. So we have 2 weeks of, you know, rehearsals. In the afternoons, we rehearse for 4 hours. We have a choreographer, Tori. He's Civic.
Okay.
Our chorus director, Mary Scusa. And then we have instrumental coaches. So our guitar player, our guitar teacher, becomes the guitar coach for, there's probably 4 or 5 student guitarists. And so every night they're getting one-on-one instruction. And we have a drum coach, you know, Pete, he comes from Lowell. It's the, I should know, but anyway. And our bass teacher, Chen. So, and then we have Kathy Wagner doing our vocals. So each one of these.
A-team there.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And the kids get one-on-one, intensive, and then movement and all that's. It makes a complete show.
Has the event always been called the Piano Cottage Rocks?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been your brand.
It's a reference to the original CD back 6.5 years ago when we decided, oh, we're going to make a CD of rock-type performances so that kids had this, like I say, the well-rounded experience. And that turned out so well, we said, let's just put this on stage. Let's use the kids who made this CD. And from there, you know, it just grew and grew. Now, I don't know if you noticed, last year we held it at DeVos Hall.
Okay. But there's nothing, that's a big deal, but there's nothing like the Wealthy Theater.
Agreed, and that's what we decided. After doing the Big House, we thought, you know, let's go back to Wealthy where it's a little
intimate. You know, it's
well put.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. How is this fitting into your future plans, Tony?
Well, I am planning to pursue music in my future. I love performing. You know, I love sharing my talent with people. I actually want to go into film scoring, you know, and writing music for movies, commercials, TV shows. And I think that this experience helps me even with that, just to expand my musical capability and how comfortable I am, you know, in front of people, and, you know, just the performance experience is really great.
You want to brag on the McCargers on Wright and Jody and their leadership?
Well, you know, I really have them to thank for, you know, introducing me to a whole different experience I wouldn't have, you know, without them, and they really started my talent. You know, I enrolled lessons with Jody, you know, 12 years ago, and you know, 5-6 years after that, started taking lessons with Wright. You know, and I've really watched the Piano Cottage grow into what it is now, which has been a really cool experience. And you know, it's great to see how they've developed and led this. So,
and you'll get the next 5-year-old Tony in you know, tomorrow. Where will you pursue your studies? Do you know yet?
As of right now, I'm undecided. But you know, I've been looking at several well-rounded music programs. You know, preferably around the Midwest. So, you know, Butler, GVSU. Western, you know, fairly local colleges.
Until then, keep on playing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wright, WRIGHT, tell us a little more detail about next week, if you would.
All right, well, I think it's important. People can say, who comes to this show?
Yeah.
You know, why should we come to this show? And first of all, it is quintessential family entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kids entertaining kids,
yeah,
but at a really high level. You know, so it's it, we like to say it's not your grandmother's piano recital.
No.
Right?
Well, the word rock is in the, you know.
And it will inspire kids to say, I could do that. I want that. I want to be on stage. Mm-hmm. It's the real deal, as opposed to, you know, the little microphone in your bedroom.
Yeah, that would be Mr. Microphone. We've all had one of those. All right, so details one more time, Tony, to see you.
Yeah, the 20th and 21st, 7:30 p.m. Wealthy Theater.
Yeah. Tickets available online at the Piano Cottage. gr.com, and also at Wealthy.
Yes,
you can get Piano Cottage Rocks tickets at both places. And I just saw some numbers, and we need to. There's only 400 and some seats in that auditorium, yep. And Friday night is
they
already.
Do tend your, to sell out fast.
Get yeah, your so tickets.
It's going to be a sellout, no doubt.
Oh, awesome to you! And again, after that comes and goes, get yourself hooked up with certainly your talents and more to get involved for next year's. Thank you very much, Wright McGarger, and Tony Mocheri on behalf of the Piano Cottage, and you rockin' next week. Take care.